all come together.
Welcome.
This is Ehud, son of Dennis, coming to you live from the Middle West of the divided states of America into the Republic, or in Democrats' terms, democracy, for which it stands, two nations under God, completely divided, with liberty and justice for some. And that's our new motto here. It's a religion for what used to be known. Everybody remember the artist formerly known as Prince? It just makes me think, you know, the country formerly known as the United States of America, because it just is not. You know, it's been divided ever since its founding. You know, when you think about it, there were people that wanted to stay under the crown of England. And there were other people who didn't want that, who wanted to go solo, right? I mean, that's essentially what we're talking about here. And so with that in mind, it really hasn't changed in that sense. It's taken different shapes. I mean, I was watching a show called Gods and Generals last night with my boys about the life of Stonewall Jackson. And, you know, the South, well, the practice of slavery was not right. And I think that would have come out at some point. The way in which, you know, the more I've studied it, the way in which Lincoln handled it was probably not right either. You know, he really circumvented the Constitution to try to maintain what he thought was correct in the society as a whole, and keeping us together as a country. And in reality, I don't know that would have made that much difference if we would have been two countries at that point, with the South splitting off into its own country. I don't know. You know, it's hard to tell now, because it's, you know, we know how it worked out. But I think we're headed for another one myself. I think at some point this thing's going to have to split in half. I know, living in Illinois, I would love to see our state split in half. That all the Chicago Democrats that control this state would then control a state where they represent people that have chosen to live in that area and have chosen to live under that type of authoritarian rule, where you don't have a conscience anymore, according to what they just voted on. And, you know, they're dictating to you what you can and can't do, instead of people living free to make their own choices and decisions, and even failing at times, but being able to succeed too, and creating a level playing field for people to work in. But that's not where we're at. You know, we're at a place where authoritarianism, totalitarianism, things of that nature are starting to seep through. You're seeing cancel culture try and circumvent the truth, and labeled as misinformation. You're seeing people stand up to their government and then get put in jail for months at a time without being charged with anything and treated horribly. Based on what I believe at this point was a government-sponsored thing. You know, that whole January 6th thing, I think, was instigated by people that were in the employ of the FBI, trying to, much like they have been trying to trick Trump and get Trump on just about anything they can think of, with two impeachments that were bogus and everything else that they've done, because, you know, Trump wasn't part of the elite class. He wasn't part of the club that wants to rule everybody else. And when you look at all the money, you look at, we watched a documentary the other night on this outfit called Blackstone and Vanguard, and people like that, who, it's really amazing, you know, when you see what's taken shape. And, but you know what? God knows all of this. He knows Who's good, who's bad. He knows what's going to happen with all of it at some point. And, you know, those of us who put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and who he is, we don't need to worry about it because he's got our backs. And at some point, you know, we're not going to be on this earth anymore. And though we're called to do the best that we can while we're here, it's not going to matter. Judy, just a minute. I'll get you out. My dog's got to go out, and I probably should have done that already. So anyway, this morning, let's hit on one verse together. And we're going to make it a quick show this morning. This is a good one. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. This was Jesus Christ in verse 24 of John chapter 7. And people have taken that to mean, judge not, lest you be judged. Now, you know, there's a different spot in which he talks about that. But he says, judge righteous judgment. Well, what is righteous judgment? Righteous means you're right with God. Not right with man, but right with God. So he's calling us there to judge in a way that's right with God. Well, when you look at our society today, and our society does not look at what God cares about first. It looks at what man thinks is right or fair. And so we have to be aware of that. We have to be mindful of what we're really doing when we judge things. And so people who don't have the Spirit of God in them, who haven't put their faith and trust in Christ, who either follow the tenets of Mohammedism, follow the tenets of Buddhism, follow the tenets of humanism, follow the tenets of evolutionism, which is a religion, people. It's not science. You know, they're going to make decisions and call upon things based on unrighteous judgment. And that's why you see things today like people being for abortion. Abortion is murder, plain and simple. It's killing a human life. And you know, realistically, when a child is conceived, that body, that person should have the same protections that the woman carrying it should have. And Satan has circumvented that in many ways. So, hang on a minute. So, judge righteous judgment means to judge rightly, rightly with God, not rightly according to the tenets of Joe Biden or the Democrat Party, not even according to the tenets of Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but the righteousness of God. That is how we are supposed to judge. And we are called to do that in a way that is right with him. So when you think about that, I think that I'm going to leave our discussion today with just that simple fact in mind, judge righteous judgment and what that means. And so as we ponder that, as you think through that today, look at the things that society is offering, mandates on vaccines, you know, lockdowns, trying to get kids to wear masks on something that, you know, masks do not do anything to stop this virus. You know, you can ask anyone that has any sense of logic whatsoever. But yet people all over the place, in Illinois anyway, are still wearing masks because dictator Pritzker is telling them to. Because, not because he wants people safe, but because he wants to control everything. And, I don't know. Power, they say, corrupts absolutely. And I don't doubt that when we see what's going on today. The more that we allow, the more that they're going to take. So, but think about that. Let's read that again. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. So, not as a thing first offers itself to you without reflection or candor in appearance. To circumcise a child on the Sabbath day might be a violation of the law. This is talking about back in the day of the Jews. yet you do it, and it is right. So, to appearance, it might be a violation of the Sabbath to heal man, because that's what they were giving Jesus a hard time for, was healing somebody on the Sabbath. Yet it is right to do works of necessity and mercy. So, candidly, looking at the law in this case and inquiring what the Spirit really requires. Now, I would say to us as Christians who didn't have the Jewish law, it takes on a little bit different meaning. But because we're not worried about when we circumcise somebody according to the Sabbath. Excuse me. But again, judge righteous judgment. There's only two genders. There's only, you know, I'm sorry, two men. If you can call that matrimony according to the state, but it's not in God's eyes. Two men, two women cannot get married. It's not a marriage. It's a mirage. Not a marriage. It's a mirage. That's a good way to say it. Because someday those folks will be called to account for it. So with that, I'm going to call it a show. And I thank you for coming and stopping by today. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, email us at ehud@itsareligion.com or ehud@itsareligion.org. And we'll get you some material. We'll get you in touch with somebody in your area to help you with learning about the Lord Jesus Christ. And with that, we will call it a show. Have a great day. Thank you, Lord, for the small things like me and her. Poor swing for summer nights and fireflies and the sound of my old six string. Blessings on blessings on blessings on blessings. If I still got breath in these lungs, then that's all I need to get down on my knees and be thankful for all that he's done for my mama, for my friends, for your love. Judge righteous judgment and judge righteously. Have a great day, everybody.